I believe that before you start making these millions of decisions you need to make in life, or these 2,500 significant decisions in life, you better make some primary decisions in life. I call them intentional primary decisions.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Dr. Randy continues his series, Making Better Decisions. Now to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to Intentional Living Center today as we continue this very important series on making better decisions, because we do become a product of the decisions that we make. And I'm going to expand on that primary decision topic in a moment. To me, it's taking like a funnel and turning it upside down. Make the one or two or three or 10 really primary decisions first. It makes it easier for all the rest. And we'll talk about that in more detail. I would enjoy hearing your decision-making process or a prayer request of a decision you're trying to make today that we could pray with you about. You can share it on our Facebook, or you can call 888-888-1717. And when you do, you can get to our comment line, press number 2 for our storyline, and share your story with us. Just before I take you over from our live studio here to the where we record our sessions and our lessons, and I share with you what we've recorded on this topic, I just want to remind you that we have a limited supply of a very special resource for 2017 that we've created called My Plan for Hope for 2017. It's a weekly planner, and it helps you focus on these five essential areas of life, setting goals, working on them very intentionally. And our team designed this with a cover that would be especially appropriate for ladies. And so, guys, this might be a nice gift for your wife, and ladies, certainly a great planner for you for 2017. Comes in the package, the box that we're sending out to those who are becoming new members of Intentional Living Center. We have in that box The Power of One Thing and Star for Affection, two books that I wrote to be an encouragement to you. Just go to theintentionallife.com. All right, let's begin as we continue the series. And I think when we make decisions in life, there's always some sort of a trigger that we have to understand that triggers the decisions we're making. So, I've set all this sort of a preliminary setup to lead us to, so how do we make better decisions? If you have 2,500 decisions to make in a lifetime that are going to be sort of significant, and maybe millions of decisions you're going to make that are going to be important in your life, how do you make better decisions? Well, I gave you the little formula. You know, you look at the problems and so on. You go through that. But I think it's more basic than that. And here's what I want to kind of pull this whole lesson together when we talk about decisions. I believe from an intentional living standpoint, we have to live today the way you want to become tomorrow. You make decisions today that will be consistent with the kind of tomorrow that you would like to see in your life. I call these primary decisions. Now, I want to be clear on this. I think there's two levels of decision making. If decision is the fuel, as we talked about earlier, then intention is the spark. And here's what I believe. I believe that before you start making these millions of decisions you need to make in life, or these 2,500 significant decisions in life, you better make some primary decisions in life. I call them intentional primary decisions. And I'm going to suggest there are five of them. Now, you may say, well, there's only one, or maybe four. Some may say there's 10. This is me. This is my look at making decisions. I think there are five primary intentional decisions for your life that will become the guardrails upon which all those thousands of other decisions will be made. And I think part of the reason we have such problems in making decisions is because every decision we have, for many people, they have to go back and revisit it, as opposed to saying, hey, I already have my guardrails in place. So when I'm faced with a decision I have to make, I already have the guardrails. The decision is going to be somewhere between this guardrail and this guardrail. And within those guardrails
I feel comfortable making the decision. A primary decision, I'm calling it, an intentional primary decision. The decision you make before you have to make thousands of other decisions. A primary decision is foundational to the many secondary decisions that you're going to have to make. Now, let me give you a very clear biblical example of what I'm talking about. Okay, so if you have your Bibles, turn to Genesis chapter 39. It's the story of Joseph. And you know this story. It's a story we've read many times about Joseph with Potiphar's wife. Now, this was, as you know, Joseph went through a series of tests. This was the first of a series of tests that he would go through prior to becoming, you know, the leader in the land. I mean, he was to gain great power, but he was being tested through this process, and this is one of the first tests that this man had. So Joseph, who's a Jew, is in Egypt, and he's now, God's blessed him, and he's in the home of this Egyptian, and he's going to become responsible in the home. Now, listen to what happens here. Starting with verse 4. So Joseph found favor in his sight, Potiphar's sight, and served him. And then he made him overseer of his house and all that he had to put into his hand. So it was from that time that he made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. So he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Which is kind of interesting. Can you imagine having someone so trusted, the only thing you know is your lunch pail? All you have, what's in my lunch, that's all I care about. That's all I know I have. Everything else is in this other person's control. And Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. Now it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph. Longing eyes. Women with their longing eyes, right? And she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has in my hand." In other words, the master doesn't even know what he owns here, and I'm responsible for all of it. "There is no greater in this house than I, nor has he kept anything back from me except for you as his wife. How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Interesting. Now, this woman's pursuing Joseph. And the reality is, Joseph had made several primary intentional decisions long before he got faced with the longing eyes of this beautiful woman. All right? He didn't say, "Oh, wow, what am I going to do?" He already knew. He had made a decision long before that says, "Hey, these are the guardrails." What's interesting is what he said was, he said, "How can I do this great thing against God?" He didn't even say against his master. He had this higher view of this primary decision, which was, "Hey, if I do this, I'm violating my relationship with God." So those decisions weren't made in that moment. They were made somewhere along the trail from when he was put in the pit to ending up in Potiphar's home. But somewhere along the line, this man had made some decisions in his life. And these primary decisions would alter the course of his life.
This is Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. In just a moment, Dr. Randy presents the next part of his teaching. Today's teaching is just part of a larger study provided to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Find out about the entire study and how you can get a copy for yourself. Go to theintentionallife.com or call 1-888-1717 and press option number 4.
Before you make another decision in your life, one of those decisions that really will alter the course of your life or certainly impact other people, I've got a tip for you.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Dr. Randy Carlson, our intentional counselor and coach.
You know, we've created intentionals for making important decisions. 10 things that you need to ask yourself before you make an important decision. Here's just one on that list. Number 4 says, what does God's word say about it? Does the Bible speak to the decision you're about to make? I can't tell you the number of times I've heard people who've made dumb decisions and then try to justify it that God was in the middle of it
without ever looking at the Bible to determine if indeed God had spoken about that issue. So I would encourage you today to look into Scripture about whatever decision you're about to make. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Today's teaching by Dr. Randy is from a larger series called Making Better Decisions. When you become a monthly member, we'll say thanks and send you the Intentional Living new member kit, which includes two autographed bestsellers, the Intentional Living wristband, and monthly coaching CDs every month. And this month only, you'll get our exclusive 2017 weekly planner called My Plan for Hope. Join today at theintentionallife.com or call 1-888-1717 and press option number 4. Now let's get back to Dr. Randy at the Intentional Living Teaching Studio as he continues his teaching, Making Better Decisions.
And here's where we get into intention. I'm talking about intentional decisions. What is intention? You've heard me talk about intention being stretching toward a goal. But intention is really more than that. Intention is something that is very personal. It's what we think about. It's something that you don't see. I don't see your intentions. I only see your behavior. I only see what you do. That's why you've heard me say we judge ourselves on our intention. We judge others on their behavior because we can't see intention. Intention is so personal, so deep, so tied to our values and our beliefs, our purpose, that I think it's hard to really know another person's intention. That's why we don't start by focusing on goals. Because you're going to see in a moment that goals are the result of intention. If we start with goals without understanding our intention, we're going to have the wrong goals. That's why a lot of people have goals and then later get discouraged. Because their goals were not driven by the right intention. Let me even take it further when it comes to relationships. Many times people will get married in a relationship or go into a business partnership, and they're more concerned about shared goals than they are what the person's intention is. If you know a person's intention, the goals can change. The goals can be altered. If I know what your intention is, that's much more important than knowing what your goals are. Because we can fool people with our goals. You can have two people who become very wealthy. One had a good intention and one had a bad intention. But they have the same goal and they have the same result, but their intentions are different. If you put that into an intimate relationship in marriage or family or business, the intentions are where the rub is going to be. What's behind it? What are they up to? See? That's why understanding our intentions are so important. Now, here's what Joseph must have said, my intention is to be a man that honors my commitments. Somewhere along the line, Joseph must have been thinking about, this is intentions, what I think about, what I ponder, what becomes a part of my life, what's in my heart. My intention is to be a man that does a good job and trusted by my master. Somewhere along the line, he had an intention that says, my intention is to be a man that brings God glory before all of these lost folks here in Egypt. See? He had those things already settled in his head and in his heart. Here's my challenge for us in this series on making better decisions. I think there are five basic primary intentional decisions that you and I need to make in life that'll make the rest of our lives flow a lot better. Okay? The first one is, what is my intention about God? What is my intention about God? What do I ponder about God? What is God? Is he indeed the creator of the universe? Is he my savior? Have I allowed Christ into my life? Has it really altered my life? Is my intention as a follower of Christ to really truly be a follower of Christ? Or do I just act it out?
We're going to pick up from that point and continue on this series of making better decisions with the rest of those really primary questions that you need to ask yourself. We'll get to that next time on Intentional Living. Intentional Living is a ministry of Family Life Communications, and we're committed to helping you live your life intentionally for Christ. Two things happen when you do. One is you will grow spiritually, you'll grow stronger in your faith, and secondly, it will benefit your life. I know nothing of intentional living that's not going to be positive for your life. Being intentional in your marriage, your finance, your health, your work,
can only result in better things than being unintentional or just good intentioned. And so we'll continue on this decision-making topic next time. Karen's coming up in a moment with a success story. We'll get to that. Before we do, I just want to remind you that your support for intentional living, your practical financial monthly support, is frankly the only way we can stay on the air. And I want to thank those of you that helped us this last year to have a ministry, to continue this. And we need your help this year. We can't continue without it. Your monthly support makes a difference. And we have the new member kit that we're going to send to you, autographed copies included as a way of saying thanks, The Power of One Thing, a book that I wrote that I think will be very practical on the power of one thing in nine areas of life. Starve for Affection is a book for couples. And this entire series, Making Better Decisions, is coming your way as well, along with a special planner that we've put together this year as limited supplies last, okay? But you need to call 888-888-1717, press number 4, business hours, West Coast, or go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Thank you for your support.
This is Steve Tanner with news about the financial decisions you make in your marriage. Married couples make lots of decisions, but how often do they work together to make financial decisions? The Department for Work and Pensions in the UK studied couples and their collaborative decision-making. What they found was that not many of even the biggest financial decisions were collaborative at all. In this study, which was released a couple of months ago, the financial decisions involved retirement planning. Even when the couple described their decision-making as having been done together, upon further review, it more often than not was actually only agreed to by both spouses and not really thought through by both spouses. Kristen Smith is a CPA who offers some advice to help you get on the same page with your spouse regarding your financial decisions.
Definitely be completely upfront with each other from the beginning. If it's a couple that's just getting married or only been married for a short time, definitely be upfront with their financial goals right from the beginning. And a couple that's been married for a while, maybe it's a conversation that they've never really had to begin with. So they have to start somewhere in the communication process.
Communication. That's one thing you can do to be intentional with your marriage and your finances. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Tanner.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center today, and a success story coming our way. Here we got Karen on the line from Michigan. Karen, how are you today?
Yes, I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Appreciate your call. And it looks to me like you got a success story about finance and decisions you made to be intentional.
I do.
Tell us about it.
My husband and I looked at our huge home with our five children gone and decided we had way too much stuff and, you know, we could really use to downsize. And so what we decided to do was target items that we no longer used infrequently, had duplicates of, whatever, to get rid of. And we put them online on the garage sale sites, you know, Craigslist, things like that, and started selling things and put all the money in an account. Mm. And then what we did was we took that money and bought a car with it.
Oh.
So we didn't have to finance it.
Good.
And then what we're doing now intentionally for the future is we're taking what we would have had to pay for a car payment and paying it to ourselves into an account for our future car.
There you go.
That's and putting that away, and then when we have the money for a new car or need a car, the money will be there, and we won't have to have paid the interest that everybody else is hit with in buying a vehicle.
That's it, man. Hey, listen, and you do that kind of thing intentionally over an extended period of time, and it really works. Now, what are you doing with the empty spaces in your house from all the stuff you sold?
Well, we still have a lot of stuff to get rid of, I'll admit. 32 years of marriage, 33, you collect a lot of stuff. So we still have some stuff to get rid of, but we're also hoping that in the next 2 years we can move closer to my daughter and two of our grandchildren in Traverse City and downsize to a smaller house at that time.
And that ain't a bad place to move to. Traverse City is a nice place.
Oh, it's beautiful. And being close to an 8 and 10-year-old grandson will be, a major blessing. And, hopefully I can influence them, to have a closer walk with Christ by being closer.
Good for you. Well, you're making decisions,
yeah.
Karen, and the decisions sometimes are right in front of us, like decluttering, downsizing, turning to assets that are, that we have in your case, maybe a lot of stuff you're not using. You turned it to liquid, took that liquidity, that cash, and bought a car so you don't have to make payments, and now taking that money you put into car payments to set aside for a future vehicle. I mean, life is built on these kinds of intentional decisions, one after another. It's a little bit over an extended period of time. Anything in life is a little bit over an extended period of time. Like I've said in past programs, you eat less than you burn in a day or spend less than you earn in a day, and you do that over an extended period of time, and not only do you lose weight, maybe get healthier, but certainly move toward getting out of debt, and that's what you're doing. So congratulations to you, Karen. Appreciate your call, and much success to you.
Well, it works, just even the little things. You'd be amazed at how much those $10, $15, $20, $50 items add up really quickly.
Oh, boy.
And get you ahead, so you're not paying that credit card debt, interest and things like that. So, a little bit goes a long way.
It really does. Thank you, Karen.
And it's your intentional message that got to us and helped us, dig out of the hole and now get ahead.
Well,
so we really
good.
Appreciate you and your program and your message. And I hope others listen because it really works.
Yeah, it really does. Works in every area. Thank you, Karen. Much success to you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
What can I do with a pack of 5,000 sticky notes? Keep track of all my goals for 2017 in one place, all over my desk. Except when my cat takes over my desk and rearranges everything so that I send my boss my parents' anniversary card and my parents got that 50-page business proposal. I need a cat-proof way of planning for 2017.
Move beyond where you are today to God's hope for the year ahead. The Intentional Living 2017 Weekly Planner will help you make a plan, tracking goals and results without the sticky notes. And it's yours with our thanks for your gift today at theintentionallife.com from Intentional Living Center.
Hey, thanks. That's a great reminder. We have a limited supply of My Plan for Hope, a 2017 Weekly Planner, which will be especially a benefit to ladies because we've designed the cover more of a feminine touch. I think you'll enjoy it, and a great gift for your wife as well. And we've created just a limited supply that we're including into the new member kit that's going out to new members of the Intentional Living Center. And in that new member kit is The Power of One Thing. And the subtitle of the book is How to Intentionally Change Your Life. It focuses in 9 essential areas of life. And then the book Starve for Affection, Why We Crave It, How to Get It, and Why It's So Important in Marriage is our gift to you. And then the entire series that we're teaching right now, Making Better Decisions, is our gift to you as well. And it's going to be coming on CD. So all of that, I don't know how they're going to get that in one box, but they are, and they're going to ship it out to new members. Come and join us. If you can share, like our friends here, Bill and Michelle from Phoenix have joined us, thank you. Darlene and Don from Goodyear, thank you. Here is Chris and Cheryl from Kurtzville, Missouri. Thank you from the Topeka area. Thank you for your support, $50 a month. Here's Kenneth from Ashford, Alabama, $30 a month. Thank you for coming and be a part of the team, and we get this out to you to say thanks. You can join right now by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on Donate or call 888-1717, press number 4 during West Coast business hours.
Just this weekend, my husband and I watched the Intentional Living Marriage Conference on DVD. And I married my husband 8 years ago, and he's my third husband. And we were quite shocked to find out the statistic on the survival of a third marriage. But my husband and I had made a promise to each other before we got married that divorce was not an option. And when Dr. Carlson had talked about heart, hands, and head, my husband is a hands person. I am a heart person. And we have clashed a lot in that area. And upon watching this, we figured out that my feelings were being hurt so much because he was so concerned about using his hands, about getting things done around here that he felt needed to be done to provide for his family. And I felt like he had forgotten about how to care about me. And just for that 2 days that we took watching that conference, our grandchildren had went for a visitation with their mother, and we picked them up, and we were leaving a store, and the 11-year-old granddaughter says, "What's going on with you guys? Something different. It seems like you guys have been kind of arguing a little bit back and forth quite a bit lately, and now you guys seem like you're just so happy with each other." My husband, and being a heart person, I'm about to cry saying this, but he opened the car door for me for the first time in probably about 6 years. And those were the things that made me fall in love with him. You know, he was a gentleman, and he's a good man.
Well, that's good. Thank you for telling the story. I'm glad you were able to see the video, the conference on video, and that it was helpful to you. You know, it just got me thinking about our conference series for this year. We're continuing the series of Love Your Marriage Nights, and I'm really excited that I get to begin 2017. Our first stop is coming up on March 24th in San Luis Obispo, California, our newest station area, and we got the very limited seating, but this is going to be for couples along the Central Coast, and I would encourage you to get registered early. It's going to be a great evening, March 24th in San Luis Obispo, and I do believe the information should be on the website. Check it out by going to theintentionallife.com, click on events, and you can register early, get your tickets early to San Luis Obispo. Conference is also coming to Phoenix and Michigan, other places this year. Very excited about the content, about the help, about the passion that we have for helping couples to be intentional. That's coming your way. Again, check it out. Also, I want to say thank you to those of you who are supporting the ministry. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for being a part of the mission and the ministry. It means a lot to us, and your ongoing monthly support is vital. You can join us today at TheIntentionalLife.com. We conclude Making Better Decisions tomorrow. Come and join us here at Intentional Living.